This is the Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
Our life is dope and we do dope shit.
Welcome to the show.
This is our podcast song.
The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
Buckle up, buttercup.
All right, listen up, because you've thrown us into the goddamn Thunderdome of wedding venues. The Rose in Golden, Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
We've got the dirt straight from Engaged AF magazine and the Rose's own damn website.
The sources, yeah.
Your mission, should you be ballsy enough to accept it, and clearly you are, is to cut through the Pinterest perfect bullshit and get the hardcore truth about this place.
Yeah, none of that fluff.
Can the Rose handle your untraditional wedding vision without turning into a basic bitch ballroom? That's what we're here to figure out.
Okay, let's get real right off the bat. Both these sources are practically vibrating with this whole we're not like other venues energy.
Totally.
Engaged AF is slinging around phrases like historic charm with edgy glam, and mountain views with downtown energy. The Rosen themselves are talking up authentic Western American history with the convenience of a major metropolitan location. So what you're looking at is a deliberate collision of worlds, a best of both sexes situation that, if executed properly, could be genuinely killer for someone like you who wants unique without, you know, sending your guests into the wilderness.
Exactly. We're going deep on this. Deeper than your drunk uncle at the open bar. We're dissecting the actual spaces because, let's face it, that's where the magic either explodes or implodes.
Totally. Foundation.
We'll tear apart their all-inclusive pitch because who the hell wants to juggle a million goddamn vendors?
Nobody. No thanks.
We'll scope out that location, motherfucking location, and then we're diving headfirst into what real-ass couples and vendors are saying behind closed doors.
Yeah, the real reviews.
No sugarcoating, just the unvarnished truth to help you decide if the Rose is a legit game changer or just another pretty face in the wedding circus.
So let's talk bones, the actual structure of this operation, the venue spaces. This is where the Rose seems to be saying, yeah, we're not playing your reindeer games.
Mm-hmm.
You've got the main venue, and both sources are screaming about its sheer size and the fact that you can do basically whatever the hell you want with it.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking 25 to 300 seated or a jaw-dropping 25 to 600 standing.
600, wow.
Think exposed brick and metal, high ceilings,
mm-hmm.
a raw urban feel that can be dressed up or down depending on your style, and moody lighting to set the damn vibe.
Love that.
Oh, and a dance floor, an elevated stage. Hello, live band that's going to make your guests sweat glitter.
Seriously. Engaged AF even throws in that it can handle a 550-person cocktail party. Versatility. This space is practically begging for your crazy ideas.
Right. And then you've got the lobby. Engaged AF calls it an Art Deco dream.
Mm.
And the Roses page talks about its restored bygone era Art Deco glamour.
Yeah, sounds cool.
Smaller events, 25 to 50 seated vintage vibes, parlor games like shuffleboard, a bar, TVs.
Shuffleboard? This isn't your standard awkward waiting room. This could be a seriously cool spot for a rehearsal dinner that doesn't feel like forced family bonding or a swanky cocktail hour that actually has some goddamn personality. Think Great Gatsby's Secret Lair.
Totally. But hold your horses.
Yeah.
There's more sex appeal with the stateroom. Second floor mezzanine bar.
Ooh, mezzanine.
Engaged AF uses the word sexy, and the Rose chimes in with steampunk elegance.
Steampunk. Okay, interesting.
Imagine a Victorian era aesthetic with industrial elements. Think dark woods, brass accents, maybe some exposed gears or pipes, creating a sophisticated yet edgy vibe. Fireplace, TVs for whatever the hell you need TVs for.
Right. Who needs TVs at a wedding? But okay.
And those panoramic mountain views that everyone pretends to ignore but secretly wants in their damn photos, plus its own entrance.
Nice. Separate entrance is key.
This is screaming cocktail hour upgrade, a legit groomsman's hideout before the madness, or even a smaller, more intimate after party if the main venue gets too wild.
And hold the damn phone, because the Rose is part of a bigger damn ecosystem, the Buffalo Rose Restaurant.
Ah, the connection.
This unlocks even more potential for your wedding shenanigans. The Buffalo Room, the oldest bar in Colorado, restored with that Western grit. Seats up to 80, optional patio for overflow.
Oldest bar, that's some history.
Hello, welcome drinks with some historical badassery. Then there's the barbershop, built in 1871, exposed brick, vaulted ceiling, wood from the Civil War era, fireplace.
Civil War wood.
Damn. Probably fits 15 to 30 people, so think intimate cocktail hour or a damn cool spot for getting ready photos that aren't sterile as hell.
Yeah, way better than a generic hotel room. And for you folks who want to take it outside, they've got the back patio described as energetic with fire pits and a covered back deck.
The fire pits are always a win.
The patio can handle 25 to 50 seated or 20 to 60 standing. The back deck is cozier, 25 to 30 seated or standing.
Okay, options.
So you've got options for open air cocktail parties where people can actually mingle, chill rehearsal dinners that don't feel stuffy, even a late night s'mores situation by the fire pits if you're into that kind of wholesome degeneracy.
Wholesome degeneracy, I like it.
It's all about giving you choices beyond the four walls of the main event space, letting you craft different experiences throughout your wedding.
Oh, and let's not forget the damn essentials, because even the most rebellious couples need a place to get their war paint on.
True that.
Both sources confirm a bridal suite and a groom's lounge, because looking like you just crawled out of a dumpster, no matter how alternative you are, probably isn't the look you're aiming for in those overpriced photos.
Probably not. Okay, so you've got this impressive array of spaces, each with its own distinct atmosphere. But let's be real, logistics can turn even the most chill couple into a screaming banshee.
Oh God, yes. The details.
This is where the Rose's all-inclusive model comes into play. And both Engaged AF and the Rose itself are really pushing this. On-site commercial kitchen. Check.
Good start.
Yeah. In-house catering and a bar packages. Double check. Even an event coordination team to hopefully wrangle the inevitable drunk relatives and vendor meltdowns.
Please, God, yes.
Yes, please, and thank you.
But it's not just about keeping your guests fed and watered, right? Tables, chairs, linens, flatware, the boring but absolutely crucial shit all included.
The basics, yeah. Makes a difference.
Decor lighting to set the mood without you having to hire some pretentious lighting designer. And even AV gear, which can be a massive hidden cost that sneaks up on you like a ninja.
Ugh, AV is always a nightmare.
The Rose even claims they'll connect you with the very best local vendors for the stuff they don't handle directly. Sounds like they're trying to be a one-stop shop without that soul-crushing pre-packaged wedding feel.
Exactly. And what's really significant here is the why behind this all-inclusive approach. It's not just about convenience, it's about minimizing the stress and potential for things to go sideways.
Reducing the chaos factor.
Engaged AF nails it when they say they don't just hand you the keys and wish you luck, they're in it with you from start to finish.
That's huge, actual support.
For a couple who wants to focus on the hell yes we're getting married part, and less on the who's bringing the goddamn salt shakers part, this could be a genuine game changer. Less logistical bullshit frees you up to actually enjoy your damn wedding.
Damn straight. Now let's talk about the real estate of this whole operation. A gorgeous venue in the middle of nowhere is about as useful as a screen door on a submarine.
So true. Location matters.
But the Rose. Yeah. Smack dab in downtown Golden on Washington Ave. Engaged AF points out the golden nugget, pun absolutely intended, that it's walking distance from two hotels.
Two hotels, walking distance. Nice.
No shuttle buses playing sardine simulator with your hammered guests. No one getting lost in the goddamn wilderness. Just pure, unadulterated convenience, which your guests will secretly thank you for.
Oh, absolutely. And the walkability to hotels isn't just convenient for a crash pad after the party. Being in downtown Golden fundamentally changes the guest experience.
Rosa.
It fosters a sense of community and allows for more organic interactions. Breweries for the pre-wedding buzz. Trails for the adventurous types to sweat out the impending hangover.
Right, stuff to do.
And those photo-perfect mountain backdrops that, let's be honest, are a Colorado wedding cliche for a damn good reason. It allows your wedding to bleed beyond just a single-day event. It's a whole damn weekend destination vibe.
Makes sense. All right, let's ditch the venue's carefully curated image and Engaged AF's love affair for a minute. What are actual breathing human beings saying about this place?
Real scoop, yeah.
Engaged AF snagged some juicy quotes, and the Rose's own damn website has a whole review section that isn't just their moms gushing.
Uh-huh, hopefully not.
A verified couple raves about the staff going above and beyond and the space being stunning. Another recent wedding client was all about the bar and the overall vibe. Vibe is key, people. You can't fake good vibe.
No, you really can't. And digging deeper into the Rose's site, one name keeps popping up like a damn reliable bartender. Patricia from the event staff.
Patricia, okay.
Review after review praises her for being fantastic and easy to work with. That personal touch, someone who actually gives a shit and makes your life easier, can make or break your entire experience. So that's a major green flag the size of Texas.
Definitely. A good contact person is gold.
Guests also seem to be genuinely impressed with the food, especially the buffet. Who knew? And the bartenders are getting props for their speed.
Fast bartenders. Essential.
Nobody wants to wait half their life for a goddamn cocktail when they're trying to celebrate.
Seriously. And the ambiance. Words like sophisticated and flexible, luxurious and chic, and just plain good vibes keep coming up.
Good vibes, see? There it is again.
One reviewer specifically called out how much less stressful it was having so much included, only needing to wrangle a DJ and photographer.
See, the all-inclusive payoff.
They even loved the sound and acoustics, saying the dance floor felt like a legit club in the best possible sweaty tequila-soaked way. That's the kind of energy you want at a party that actually feels like a party.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Now, let's be real. There are always a couple of tiny asterisks in even the most glowing reviews.
Always. What's the catch?
One reviewer mentioned, the ceremony backdrop on the stage wasn't the most visually stunning on its own.
Ah, okay. Needs dressing up.
And that photographers might face some lighting challenges in the darker space.
Lighting. Good point for photo nerds.
So, if you're envisioning some elaborate, brightly lit ceremony setup, that might require a little extra thought and communication with your vendors to make sure you get those killer shots.
Gotcha. Manage expectations.
But overall, yeah, the feedback is overwhelmingly positive from couples who wanted a fun, memorable, and relatively hassle-free wedding without all the traditional stuffy bullshit.
Okay, so let's cut the crap and boil this down for you. The badass wedding vendor or couple who wants to tell tradition to go fuck itself.
The takeaway.
The rose ain't your basic beige yawn-inducing ballroom. It's got history that's been dragged into the 21st century and given a shot of modern style.
Yep. That blend.
It's flexible enough to handle anything from an intimate throwdown with your closest rebels to a full-blown, no-holds-barred rager.
And that all-inclusive thing. It genuinely sounds like it's designed to keep your stress levels from hitting DEFCON 1.
Seriously helpful.
Plus, that downtown Golden location is a serious win-win for convenience. And those Instagram-worthy mountain shots that your photographer will thank you for.
Guests will love it, too.
Your guests will thank you for not sticking them in some remote venue that requires a goddamn GPS and a survival kit.
Bottom line, the real talk from past clients is screaming that this venue delivers on its promises. Great service from people who actually seem to care.
Like Patricia.
A killer atmosphere that doesn't feel forced, and an experience that sticks with you long after the last drunken guest stumbles out the door. In a good way.
Right. Memorable for the right reasons.
Sure, there are a couple of minor things to keep in mind, like the ceremony backdrop and potential lighting quirks, but they don't seem to be deal breakers for most couples who've said, I do, in this unconventional spot.
Seems manageable. So you've gotten the unfiltered, no-holds-barred deep dive into the Rose.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just a pretty venue. It sounds like a place that actually understands what modern, no-bullshit couples and vendors need.
Mm-hmm.
A space with personality that isn't afraid to be different.
Exactly.
A team that's got your back and doesn't treat you like you're planning a tea party. And a location that doesn't require your guests to sell a kidney for transportation.
Totally. Now it's your damn turn to make a decision. Does the Rose sound like the kind of place where your bold, unapologetic wedding vision can actually, you know, happen without being watered down by tradition?
Is it your vibe?
Do those historic meets glam vibes make your black little heart flutter? Go stalk their wedding page, maybe even take a damn field trip and see the place with your own two eyes.
Yeah, I gotta see it in person.
See if this so-called unicorn in the Colorado venue scene is the real damn deal for you.
And hey, if you do end up saying I do to the Rose, drop us a goddamn line. Not because we get a kickback or anything, but because we're nosy as hell and want to hear how your non-fluffy, totally epic wedding goes down.
Totally.
Now go forth and shake up the status quo, you magnificent bastard.
That was our show.
Our life is dope and we do dope shit.
The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
The song is over.
Buckle up, buttercup.
Hope you liked it.
Hope you liked
The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.